This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States carried out a military strike on Sunday in Kabul, two U.S. officials told Reuters. The officials speaking on condition of anonymity said the strike targeted suspected ISIS-K militants. Earlier, witnesses and reporters had said they heard an explosion in Afghanistan's capital. Kabul's police chief claims a rocket fell into a neighborhood, killing a child. U.S. forces are in the final phase of pulling out of Kabul, ending two decades of costly involvement in Afghanistan as the country's new Taliban rulers prepare to take control of the airport. Just over 1,000 civilians remained at the airport on Sunday to be flown out before the troops finally leave, a Western security official told Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he will stick to his deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by Tuesday. U.S. and allied forces have mounted a massive two-week effort to ferry foreign nationals and tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans out of the country. The United States and allies have taken about 113,000 people out of Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks, but tens of thousands who want to go will be left behind. The Western security official said crowds at the airport gates had diminished after a specific warning from the U.S. government of another attack by ISIS-K, the branch of the Islamic State in Afghanistan that is an enemy of both the West and the Taliban. That would follow Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. military members and dozens of Afghan civilians. The United States said on Saturday it had killed two ISIS-K militants in response. Biden had vowed to hunt down the perpetrators of the explosion and said the strike was not the last. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday France and Britain will submit a resolution to an emergency United Nations meeting proposing a safe zone in Kabul to try and protect people trying to leave Afghanistan. Macron told a French newspaper in an interview published on Sunday, quote, "Our resolution proposal aims to define a safe zone in Kabul under UN control, which would allow humanitarian operations to continue." UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is convening a meeting Monday on Afghanistan with the U.S. envoys for Britain, France, the United States, China, and Russia, the Security Council's permanent veto-wielding members. Israel aircraft struck Hamas sites in Gaza early on Sunday. The military said it was in response to incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian area. A recent rise in cross-border violence is testing a fragile truce that ended fierce fighting in May. A Palestinian family whose house was damaged by the Israeli airstrikes say their home is now uninhabitable. Palestinian groups said on Saturday they were resuming protests at the Israel-Gaza border aimed at pressing Israel to ease restrictions on the enclave. The Israeli military said hundreds of Palestinians gathered along the frontier during the night, hurling explosives and burning tires. There were no reports of casualties in the bombings. Hurricane Ida is expected to make landfall in the United States on Sunday as an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm that could plunge much of the state of Louisiana's shoreline underwater as the state grapples with a COVID-19 surge already taxing hospitals. The storm intensified faster than officials had predicted on Saturday as residents of the Gulf Coast evacuated and businesses shut down. It gathered more strength overnight. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said on Saturday the storm could be the state's worst direct hit by a hurricane since the 1850s. Louisiana was devastated 16 years ago this week by Hurricane Katrina, which killed more than 1,800 people. And the Yemeni military says at least 30 soldiers were killed and 60 wounded on Sunday in Houthi strikes on a military base belonging to forces of the Saudi-led coalition in southwest Yemen. A spokesman claims the Houthis carried out several attacks using armed drones and ballistic missiles on the military base. He says between 30 to 40 soldiers were killed and at least 60 wounded, adding the death toll may still rise as rescuers were clearing the scene. Residents said they heard several loud blasts in the area. The attacks come at a time when peace talks between the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthis have stalled after both sides failed to reach a compromise deal. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.